This is Between the Lines, WMUK's weekly look at books and writers. I'm Zinta A. Stars. Kathleen Stocking has traveled the world and observed her own community on Michigan's Leelanau Peninsula to get what she calls a bone-deep understanding of people. She's written about her discoveries during her journeys in a trilogy of memoirs. The latest is The Long Arc of the Universe.
Well, my first book was about my peninsula, the Leelanau Peninsula, which is about 4 hours, 4.5 hours north of here, depending on how you drive. And I was writing then for Detroit Monthly magazine. And so a lot of that book was first columns published by Detroit Monthly. Then I received several awards and did a next book about my state, Michigan, a lot of islands, because I was always curious about the offshore islands, and I think we've got about 30 of them, a lot of islands out there, but they were always difficult to get to and rather expensive, so when I had a chance to go to them, I went to a few of them. Then, with my children being grown and being very curious about the rest of the world, I accepted a fellowship from the William James Foundation and worked in the prisons of California. I wanted to understand why we had so many people in prison and what was happening there. And my curiosity led me from there to El Salvador, a couple tours in the Peace Corps and traveling in between, and coming back again and again to the Leelanau Peninsula. I just wanted to understand a larger world. And at the same time that I was curious about basic human nature everywhere, the internet started. The first internet cafe in Guatemala, for instance, when I was there in 2001, was in someone's home. That was, and it was very primitive. Wikipedia didn't come online until about the same time, but it was very sparse. You couldn't get a lot of information. And of course, now we know that Wikipedia is rich with information and it's instantaneous, and the internet is basically everywhere. That was almost 20 years ago.
Yeah.
And so I think that simultaneous with the internet, I felt a need to understand a larger world. And where this comes from with writers, I don't know. Writers will start pursuing something that really it feels like they're evoking it, but they're just feeling it sooner. It's sort of coming up through the earth, through the soles of their feet, and they have this curiosity. So now I am 71, and I'm home for good. But that,
are you? Really? Are you finished?
I think so. The Long Arc of the Universe, it was wonderful to drive in my car today for 4 hours.
And thank you for doing so. I love that you're here in person.
So I wanted to understand, and I think I did, but I wanted to understand, you know, bone deep level. I didn't want to understand from books, although I did a lot of reading as well. So that's what this book is about. And it's all of these travels. It's kind of like Odysseus, who wanted to leave his little island, and he had all of these adventures, and then he finally came home. So I think that maybe it's unusual for a woman to have done that.
This is Between the Lines on WMUK. I'm Zinta A. Stars. Kathleen Stocking says writing often begins with a need to heal a wound.
We're all broken and we're all healing. I mean, we're all falling apart and all coming together all the time.
Yeah.
I have a meltdown every few days. I'm sure everybody does. And then you regroup and you go on. I think in my case, very early in my life, because I was raised as a boy for the first 10 years, and then that didn't really take, I had to...
You're going to have to explain that.
I had to figure out myself in relationship to my world and give it a lot of thought. My parents had three sons who died at birth. One was a late-term miscarriage, and the other one lived 6 weeks, and one died when he was born. They all had congenital defects. They were all boys. And I was the surrogate son. It was at a time that people did that more often. It wasn't completely unheard of, I learned later. And there are cultures, too, where they do that. In Afghanistan, in Albania, they will, if there are no boys, they will designate a girl to be a boy.
Meaning what? You dressed as a boy?
They blurred the edges. I wore jeans. I never wore dresses. I went with my father to his lumber mill and kept him company and was trained by him, supposedly to follow in his footsteps. And he tried to teach me how to hunt. He tried to teach me how to fish, which I was really bad at. And he did teach me how to ride horses and how to take care of them, which I was much better at. But still, I think it's the analogy would be to someone who's gay, that when puberty hits, all of a sudden, light breaks on Marblehead, and you think, wait a minute. Wait a
Not
minute.
Not quite a son.
Not quite a son. And the transition took me for a while, too. It didn't happen right away that I realized that I was not going to be my father's partner a male, as a surrogate male. So I had to figure that out. My parents' marriage ended. I had to figure that out. And so my grandmother died. I was really close to her. I had to figure that out. Sometimes people just wall stuff off and go on. Mm-hmm. What did Bill Clinton say? I put that in a box and I don't think about it. Well, I wasn't that type.
Yeah.
I was the
compartmentalization.
Right. Yeah. I didn't do that. So I figured things out. I think that was my beginning as a writer. So then I could help people do the same thing. I could help them weigh and look at and not be afraid of, whether it was little children or whether it was great big criminals. You know, didn't matter to me.
Yeah.
I've worked with all kinds.
I'm Zinta Astars. You've been listening to WMUK's Between the Lines, our weekly look at books and writers. I've been speaking with Kathleen Stocking, the author of The Long Arc of the Universe. Visit WMUK.org to hear more and join us every Tuesday at this time for Between the Lines. Thanks for listening.